This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street. Or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today.
The Voice Within, your connection between this world and the next. Brought to you by Infinity Spiritual Centre, 550 Anglesey Street, Hamilton.
Greetings, I'm Barry. So, coming up tomorrow, we've got a new moon, and Pam Gregory's going to tell us about it.
Hi everyone, I'm here to talk to you about the first half of September and the new moon that we have coming up in Virgo on the 11th. Now, I'm filming this a few days early, I'm filming it on the 24th, and I'll probably actually release it just on the day of the lunar eclipse in Pisces, which doesn't mean that you have to watch it before the eclipse or during the eclipse, you can leave it until later, but because I'm going to be leaving actually for France pretty much on the lunar eclipse, which is right on my moon. I wanted to make sure that I could get this uploaded and out to you in time. So, and before we get into the astrology, I just want to, you know, thank you again for all your incredibly loving comments. You know, this is a wonderful community, and I don't say it often enough, but remember, every single one of you is doing something to help New Earth. All those small daily acts of kindness, which very much related to Virgo, your daily habits, all those little smiles at strangers, helping neighbours with shopping, just being in a particular state of being that you can help other people, so you can help other people raise their frequency. You know, all of those things are contributing to New Earth. And I'd really like to thank you also for your huge support for the new charity project, Pam Gregory Giving. I'm really knocked out by your response. And so remember that all the net proceeds are going to charity. And within 6 weeks, we were able to send a £1,500, which is kind of close on $2,000, 2,000 euros donation to the Nepalese orphanage. I spoke to a very inspiring young lady, Alice Pulford, who at the age of 17 came back from 6 months teaching in a school in Malawi and said to her sister, we just have to do something to help, because she was so aware of the poverty, the lack of clean water, no electricity. And what they've done since that time is absolutely remarkable. And within a couple of days of speaking to Alice, we were able to send a £2,000 donation to their charity, Love Support Unite, in Malawi, which is, it just feels very good to be doing this. You know, it feels good in the heart. This is the age we're moving into, I think, for many of us to be turning away from profit to people. And all of our brothers and sisters across the world, particularly those who are suffering and struggling. You know, I often think there by the grace of God go I. It could have been myself born into those circumstances. So I think there's a much greater sense of heart connection, and with animals too, actually. So our next donation will be to Centrepoint, which is the largest home charity in the UK for youth homelessness. Had a great conversation with an old friend of mine, Simon. So there's a lot happening around that. We probably won't do anything else until after September is over, because as I said, I'm going to be gone for a lot of September doing my shamanic training in France. I will try and keep up with my updates, but when I'm in France, they are, you know, 12-hour days, and I'm not going to have any time to do anything beyond that. So just know things will be scarce from my end through September, which is why I'm doing this now. Yes, I just want to briefly go back to the total solar eclipse at 20 of Leo that we had on the 12th of August, because if that fell within, I'd say even 5 degrees either way, so 15 to 25 degrees of Leo in particular, you might have been feeling that strongly. Now, that was a very big new moon, so for some of you, you might have had a very big new beginning, more publicity, or be out in the public eye in a bigger way, because often a total solar eclipse can do that. It was interesting for me, and I think other people felt that too, felt it go the other way, because it was exactly conjunct my ruling planet, which is the ruler of your ascendant, and the ascendant is how you project yourself to the world. And for me, it worked as an eclipsing pullback more, and not pullback really from the numbers of videos, but you'll be aware I've pulled back from virtually all podcasts, and that feels right for now. Coming on to the lunar eclipse, as I say, it's on my moon, so if you in particular have anything really from the beginning of Pisces up to about 8 of Pisces, you may be feeling this strongly. And for me, I really felt, because lunar eclipses we feel more personally, more emotionally, particularly it's in Pisces, which is deep sensitive emotion, I've really been sort of tuning into the kind of existential grief that I feel across the collective. You know, there is so much suffering. There is just so much suffering in the world. It's overwhelming. And although it doesn't help really to plunge into the overwhelming nature of that, I've definitely been feeling that, and that's taken me to some very sad places recently. But it also acts as a catalyst to say, we're not going to live like this anymore. We will do everything we can, whether it's send money, whether it's the daily meditation, helping in practical ways, sending love, my charity project, whatever we can do to ease the suffering of those people in extreme situations, be they war or weather, whatever. But we also, it has to strengthen our resolve to say, no, we are going to create a much more loving world than this, where this level of suffering doesn't happen to humans, animals, nature. We don't see a lot of devastation in nature now. So try and see it as acting as a catalyst rather than being just drowned in it, if you can. Drowning is a good word for Pisces. So I just wanted to pick up on this. And I also want to really highlight in this video that, so often people hear there's a specific date for a transit or an eclipse or whatever, and they'll say, well, nothing happened on that day. But really, I would encourage you to stop seeing astrology as kind of flash in the pan. And yes, we get probability peaks around exactitude. That is certainly true. But remember two things. This is a consciousness revolution that we're going through. It's an internal revolution more than anything. And also think of transits as processes rather than just, one day wonders. Because in that delightful conversation I had with the lovely Molly McCord recently, we were really emphasizing that what we are in now is an extended eclipse period, because Jupiter and Mars, through their retrogrades, are going to keep on reactivating that 20 degrees of Leo. So we're into an extended eclipse period, and we're also into an extended period of another transit I'll be talking about a bit later in this video. So transits as processes which are internal, possibly more than external. They can be external too, but actually at the end of the day, everything's internal. All of our reality is actually internal. And so just before we get into looking at the chart for the new moon in Virgo, just to pick up also on one of the big themes that I think we're going to see a lot more of, that was very strong at the lunar eclipse. The lunar eclipse, sun and moon opposite each other always at a full moon, and they were square. Sun and moon were square to Uranus very tightly in Gemini. Now, as well as all that I spoke about, one of the big themes with Virgo is work, employment. And so the square to Uranus very clearly is about AI and the effect it's having on employment. And that is going to initiate some pretty dramatic socioeconomic changes in our world. You know, it's very obvious to see. The Virgo's Pisces axis is also, as I've mentioned many times, about health. So there could be some shocks, some, you know, Uranus in Gemini, shocking news about health that really makes us aware of the level of human suffering, but also encourages us to make new decisions about our health, which is what the new moon in Virgo is going to be about, one of the themes in September. Also, just right at the end of August, on the 31st, we have a square between Mars and Saturn, and that's at 13 of Cancer, Aries, and that can be a kind of go-stop aspect, because Mars wants to go, 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 and Saturn always says not so quick. You know, caution, foot on the brake, don't rush. And that can be frustrating, for you see where those planets are falling in your chart, Mars at 13 of Cancer and Saturn at 13 of Aries. But if we can blend them, if we can integrate them, they can act as wonderful discipline and perseverance for a project that we're working very diligently, thoroughly for a project without it being stop go. It's a greater sense of integration of those energies. It can be quite militaristic as well, but Mars moves on quite quickly. So even by the end of the first week of September, it has moved on. It's another important aspect that I want to talk about later in the video that's exact at that time, end August, early September, which is the trine between Jupiter and Saturn. That's very important. And again, that's an extended transit. It isn't just, you know, again, a one-hit wonder. Okay, so let us look at the chart for the new moon, because there's a lot to say here. So here we go. This is on the 11th of September. As always, I set this for the UK. So ignore the clock face, ignore the houses. If that's not your geography, just look at the planets, the signs they're falling in and their aspects to each other. And so new ideas around health, sun and moon always together. It's a new moon here. And new ideas about health as a result of everything we've learned through the eclipses, I think, will be a big theme. And also new ideas around work, because we are going to feel the dramatic effect of new technology and, in particular, AI on the whole employment scene. We know that. That's not a surprise. And it is going to restructure society going forwards. And so this can change your daily routine. Virgo is very much about your daily routine. And really try and change up your daily routine, even if it's just doing things in a different order, you know, doing the same things but in a different order, or even changing your routine more radically. You know, if you're not meditating or doing breath work or have a spiritual practice very first thing in the morning, maybe you could consider that to set the tone for your day rather than doing it later in the day. You know, just think creatively around how can I alter my daily routine to be more in line with where I'm headed in my spiritual evolution. There's a big urge to purge and cleanse and purify with Virgo. This is kind of particularly around the mind, because it's ruled by Mercury. It can be obviously having a purge in your house, like a big spring clean, getting rid of old stuff. This is actually a huge time of getting rid of old identity in a bigger way, but it's also about purging your thinking. And this is a big, big theme for this. Repetitive thinking, particularly when it's negative, you know, you never get a break, you're always a loser, you know, never happens for you, happens for other people, never, you know, all of that kind of grunge thinking. I mentioned in the past, I've got a kind of delete key, which is fun and freedom. And in using that, it made me realize not really things I was saying so much. I'm pretty good at that. But things I was thinking repetitively that really surprised me. So it can even delete those. And it can be, it instantly kind of raises your frequency. So choose a word or short phrase, stay with that word or short phrase. So it becomes kind of default, and it becomes a delete key for any kind of grunge negative thinking, because that shrinks down your aura as well. It shrinks down your energetic field when you do that. And so, the reason that the way we use our thinking is such a big deal is that the ruler of Virgo is Mercury. And Mercury here is on the world axis, because the world axis is zero of the cardinals. And so our thinking is going to be, we're going to be thinking about our thinking in a much bigger way. And the need for greater balance, the need perhaps for more justice in the world. Libra, two signs that connected to justice, Sagittarius and Libra. And I think we are moving into a greater time of accountability and justice as a result of truths coming to light about many things, and much corruption. Much, and you might be very aware of this coming to light. I mentioned that for the lunar eclipse in Pisces, because Pisces is the sign of the spiritual, we may see a lot of gurus with huge followings, spiritual leaders, falling from grace if they have acted out of integrity. Well, there are quite a few. You're probably picking this up on social media, some of whom I was well aware of, but they have huge followings of many millions. But it's coming to light that they have not acted in integrity, honesty, and transparency. We're going to see more of this through the lunar eclipse. So very, very interesting. In fact, anybody, even day to day, even people in your local area, friends, people you know, it doesn't have to be people out on the public stage, people who are not acting in integrity and honesty and transparency are going to be exposed, because integrity, humility, honesty, these are the kind of entry keys to higher dimensions, I feel. So you've got to be scrupulous with yourself. This is part of Virgo energy too. This is kind of purity. Virgo is very linked to purity. It's also obviously very linked to the earth and how much we care for our earth. Because that's coming up strongly in this chart, which I'll pick up on in a moment. Now, what is very interesting around this issue of justice, and maybe it's, I'll come to that in a moment, actually. Orcus, the dwarf planet Orcus, it's almost at 18 degrees here, so it's really pretty much to the degree conjunct this new moon. Now, Orcus is the Etruscan god of the underworld, and it's very connected to punishing those who have violated a sacred law, a divine law. But also those who have been living a lie within their own life, that they have purported to be one type of character, and it's now being revealed that they are actually a very different kind of character. They've been living a lie. And so what Orcus does in the mythology is take them down to the underworld and show them the light, show them the error of their ways, and they can either choose to turn towards the light, or there's some kind of divine justice that will be administered. And I think because the new moon and Orcus here are in a sesquiquadrate, that's this 135 degree aspect to Pluto, has there been an abuse of power? You know, these are very obvious questions, I think, that we're asking. Another beautiful, beautiful trans-Neptunian, in fact, I believe it's trans-Neptunian, is Chimenigagua, 1856 of Virgo, so it's again, it's exactly conjunct by degree, this new moon. And Chimenigagua is beautiful. This is the creator god of the Musca people, M-U-I-S-C-A, who live in the Andes. And the Chimenigagua is the creator of the light and the creator of the world. So before Chimenigagua, there was only darkness. But Chimenigagua brought the light to the world. And I think it's so interesting that Chimenigagua is exactly conjunct by degree this new moon in Virgo, because I really have the sense, and I know many of you do as well, that we're turning from the darkness to the light. You know, we're crossing the bridge. You know, we're going over this tipping point, and I know many of you feel this. And we're all going over that bridge at a different point. We're all in our own soul journey. There's no judgment. You know, we are all one by one making that transition. And so, it's no judgment. We all have to go to school and we start in kindergarten and we work up all the way through and then finally we graduate. There isn't a judgment on that. It's just part of our process. But part of this progression, this evolution, is also linked to the ruler of Virgo, Mercury, which is in this grand trine in air, linking to Uranus and to Pluto. And so the grand trine in air is actually incredibly positive. It's actually Uranus-Sedna conjunction as well. It's actually incredibly positive and it brings wonderful new ideas, particularly Mercury-Uranus, because Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. It's kind of mind of God, downloads, insights, brilliant genius, out of the box, ideas, innovations. I think we're going to see some incredible technology. And I'm not talking about AI. I'm talking really helpful, you know, healing technologies, all kinds of things that can change our world in very, very radical ways. You know, the kind of technology that the galactic beings have, that operates entirely on frequency and consciousness. You know, that's where we're headed. Uranus is the planet very linked to frequency and electromagnetism, etc. Now, notice that Uranus here is very strong because it's stationary. That's why I've circled it here, because that S means stationary. So Uranus here is actually changing direction at that point. And whenever a planet, particularly an outer planet, changes direction, whether it's moving direct or retrograde, it's like a huge ship, a huge liner coming to stopping point and then gradually moving off. So it kind of drills down on that 5 degrees for a lot of this month. So look to see if you have anything between about 3 degrees and 7 degrees of any of the mutable signs, particularly Gemini, but any of the mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, Pisces, because you will be feeling this sense of restlessness, but also things that you've already outgrown. You know, thinking patterns you've already outgrown, habits you've already outgrown, relationships, jobs, residences. It's this kind of particularly conjunct Sedna, this very big sense of, you know, transformation, Pluto, death, birth, transformation, Sedna metamorphosis, Uranus quantum leaps. You know, this is the time we're into now where everything is speeded up. So I think that's, you know, everything's going to be magnified in terms of truth, Uranus, shock, surprises, again, could be more seismic activity. Recognize there's been a huge amount of volcanic activity across the world. We've had a whole string of 6+ magnitude earthquakes. Indonesia, Philippines, another big one in Japan today I picked up. Colombia was devastating. There was a double earthquake recently in Venezuela. which killed a lot of people. I mean, a lot of fatalities. It was absolutely devastating. So, you know, the earth is purging. The earth is purging in a major way. So Uranus being stationary here could very much reflect more seismic activity. There could be disruptions in, because it's in Gemini. It could be aviation. It could be power cuts. It could be cyber attacks. It could be kind of internet disruptions as well. So just be aware of that. But it's very much about truth coming to light as well. So, yeah, so Mercury is very heavily aspected here. Not only is the ruler of Virgo, but it is also opposing Neptune very tightly. This is wonderful for imagination, your dreams, tuning into your dreams, your imagination, your intuition. That's being super activated for many, many people right now. People becoming much more psychically sensitive. Mercury is also in a square to Ixion. Ixion is the dwarf planet that challenges the rules, the system. Are the rules we are playing by the right ones, to quote Alan Clay, and wants to go beyond the mainstream to find its own joy and bliss. It has quite an uppity, I'm not conforming, I'm not being part of the herd, I'm going my own way, finding my own joy and my own bliss by going beyond the normal social mores. Actually, Ixion is in quite a long-term quincunx to Uranus, which has its own revolutionary, rebellious flavour, as you well know, the radical, the outsider, the galactic, one that doesn't conform by a long way. Also, actually, the midpoint of Sedna Uranus is 4 degrees of Gemini. So if we take the midpoint, that then becomes a yod, a finger of fate, a finger of God, with Homer as well. Because with quincunxes, you can only operate with a 2-degree orb either way. So Ixion is most certainly quincunx Uranus here. It's quincunx the midpoint. It's a little wide of that quincunx to Sedna. Do you see what I mean? I'm, you know, probably going beyond beginner astrologers here, but I'm sure if you've got more experience, you'll follow what I'm saying. So this is, Homer is the principle of regeneration, as we know well. Sedna's the principle of metamorphosis. So what we have here is people recognizing that we have to stop doing what we've done to the earth, how we've treated the earth. This new moon is in an earth sign of Virgo. We need to cleanse the earth of its pollution, its toxicity. We need to act differently. We need to love our earth. This is in Scorpio, the sign of purging and cleansing and regenerating. And Venus here is exactly by degree opposing Chiron in Taurus. So Chiron in Taurus is where we've wounded the earth, where there's toxicity in the earth, where we've wounded our bodies. Taurus is also our bodies. And we need to love our bodies and love the earth back into health in a much bigger way than we have ever done. And so many of us are recognizing that. I think we're moving really into an age beyond just exploiting the earth and its resources and loving it back into health and our own bodies too. So yes, much greater concern with the earth, because Mercury is also exactly by degree quincunx to Chiron. So we're thinking a lot about this and what we need to do differently at this new moon, this new beginning around our habits. Yeah. And Sedna, Homer here brings in, you know, its conjunction to Venus as well, a really deep love for the earth, a deep, way beyond romantic love. This is a deep, deep, unconditional love for the earth, because also Homer is in a quincunx to Neptune here. I know this is very complex, but the themes are very clear, I think. Mercury is so heavily aspected here. Mercury is in a trine to Pluto, so we're thinking very deeply. We're thinking deeply about issues to do with technology and AI because of this grand trine in air, because Uranus rules Aquarius. They're both linked to technology of all kinds, including AI. We're thinking deeply about that. And does that affect the balance, Libra, for the Earth and society, indeed? So, yes, certainly deep thinking around that. And also the way power has been used in society. We're thinking a lot about that. We're going deep, deep, deep into contemplation around all that we have been as humans, all that we have been as inhabitants of Gaia. Mercury is also semi-square, pretty much exactly. Again, you can only use a 2-degree orb, by the way, for semi-squares to Jupiter. Jupiter is on a world point. Remember that 15 of the fixed signs, that is also a world point. And the reason 15 of the fixed signs is a world point is that it's 45 degrees away from zero of the cardinals. Yep, again, that's for astrologers, but it throws Jupiter into prominence. So we are thinking big, we are thinking futuristically, we're thinking of bigger horizons, and we're thinking very much of expanding our heart chakra. Jupiter expands, this is the heart. And Jupiter continues in this quintile to Sedna. Now, I talked about this last time because Sedna is in Gemini, principle of metamorphosis in Gemini, quintile in a creative aspect to Jupiter in Leo, the heart. And I talked about this development of the heart-brain system, that we are moving out of the dominance of the mind into a new kind of biological system where the heart leads. The heart leads, we navigate by feeling, intuition, love, and the mind becomes secondary to serve the heart. So, you know, I think that's very clear as well. We also have a trine, beautiful trine to between Jupiter and Saturn. Yeah, so this trine between Jupiter and Saturn is exact at the end of August, just going into the very beginning of September. Now, again, thinking of planets as processes and not just, you know, one-hit wonders. This is going to have three exact trines moving forwards. Now, as I say, Molly McCord, the lovely Molly McCord, and I had a very rich, detailed discussion about the extended period of the eclipses, but this is also an extended period of this trine between Jupiter and Saturn. And see which houses Jupiter and Saturn are moving through in your chart. Where is Leo falling in your chart? Where is Aries falling in your chart? Because these two houses in your chart will be linked. Now, Jupiter is the planet of expansion. Saturn is the planet of contraction. But when they are in trine together, they can work very beautifully, because I've seen this in the charts of economists quite often, as a kind of cautious, realistic, pragmatic, strategic, long-term, very clear expansion for your higher good. So this isn't a square, it isn't a challenge, it's a very helpful aspect as a trine. So as I say, this was exact at the end of August, I think it was 31st of August, 1st of September. So we start to realize that we are operating from the heart. And also, just by the way, this is also picking up Selassie. So as I've mentioned before, I think this is also connected to our heart chakra expanding, because we are becoming much more of the purpose of the light, Selassie, photonic light, shimmering sunlight, moonlight on the water, and also structured water, Saturn, Selassie. in our evolution. Vader Austin talks exquisitely about this. Kelly Kolodny's talked about the importance of blessing our water before we drink it, when we're in the shower, when we're in the bath, when we're in the sea. I do that all the time now, because that raises the frequency of the water, which we then consume, and we, you know, excrete, and it goes on to people, trees, animals, but it's carrying with it that higher consciousness. And we are also, just to incorporate, because Jupiter is sesquiquadrate, 135 degrees to Neptune here, we are bringing into this longer term vision a more loving, philanthropic Neptune, charitable Neptune, visionary Jupiter, making the dream real Neptune, making it real Saturn, in terms of what we're creating. And Neptune is connected to, you know, the dispossessed, the disenfranchised, the people on the periphery of society, the homeless, you know, the suffering, the poor. And the combination of Jupiter and Neptune can always bring up that philanthropic urge. You know, what can I do to help the people who are suffering in the world way more than I am? So that's part of this, part of the ingredients of what we're building. Also, just to mention that this trine between Jupiter and Saturn, the second time it is exact is at the beginning of April 27. It's actually on the 3rd of April. Yes, it's exact for the second time on the 3rd of April. Just note that Mars is also conjunct Jupiter then. Mars is at 20 degrees of Leo, reactivating that solar eclipse degree of August the 12th. I mean, April is going to be a very potent month, because Mars is stationary direct on the 1st of Mars, 1st of April, amplifying the energy of Mars at 20 degrees, 55 minutes of Leo, re-energizing that total solar eclipse degree. Then on the 13th of April, Jupiter becomes stationary direct at 17 degrees of Leo, exactly trine to Saturn, or closely trine to Saturn. It's exact on the 3rd. So there's going to be a lot of energy in April. And really see this as this evolutionary progression from the new you that was starting to be birthed in a bigger way around February the 20th this year. February the 20th was when we had the exact Saturn-Neptune conjunction at zero of Aries, very first degree of the zodiac, the creator degree, a new you emerging. So this Jupiter-Saturn trine is putting building blocks around that new you in a very long-term, realistic, pragmatic, deliberate, for your higher good way. But there could be a little bit of kind of jigging around your plans in April, because there's going to be a lot of energy coming in. You know, do you have to tack and weave a little with where you're headed? But then the third trine between Jupiter and Saturn is in July next year, 11th of July 2027. And I think Saturn is going to guarantee the success of whatever you are beginning right round about now. So see where Jupiter's falling in your chart, see where Saturn's falling, where is Leo in your chart, where is Aries in your chart, because that's going to give you some clues as to, I mean, you will know anyway, what are you birthing? I mean, for me, I've got Jupiter in Leo in my ninth house. I've got Saturn in Aries in my fifth. So this is partly the shamanic training. It's partly this new charity project and all the creativity that's gone into that. Because I've also got Neptune on my Mercury. You know, I want to be more philanthropic moving forwards. So that you can start to make sense of your astrological journey we still have the south node at 29 of Leo, which is going to sit there for some weeks. And I really hope that that is not going to bring about more wildfires, because they've been absolutely devastating. And with El Nino, we know we're going into a heightened period of weather with more extremes. Of course, some of these are natural, some of these are unnatural. If we can just really calm our own energy down for as long as we are feeling agitated, volatile, swinging from one emotion to another, we are going to agitate the collective consciousness field. So the more we can stay in calm and peace, the more we are going to help the Earth in its extremes. Another aspect also of Virgo is service to others. You know, it's a kind of, how can I help you in a practical way? And so that is a beautiful aspect of Virgo. It's not service to self, it's service to others. I looked at the Sabian symbol for 19 of Virgo, because we always have to round up to the next degree to look at the Sabian symbol. And this is a swimming race, which is about self-mastery by eliminating personal faults. Now, Virgo is all about the critic. You know, should have got 100%, not 99%, didn't do quite well enough. So that's its, you know, slightly difficult side. But self-mastery by eliminating personal faults. And I listened to James Burgess in his interpretation of this Sabian symbol. I like his interpretations a lot. And he said, the lower type of consciousness competes with others, whereas the more advanced beings in this swimming race compete with themselves towards mastery. The lower type competes with others, whereas the more advanced beings compete with themselves towards mastery. Because Virgo is about perfectionism as well. So I think what this means is, if we're thinking of competition with others, it's a win-lose, isn't it? You know, I win, you lose. It's a polarity, it's a separation, it's a split. The whole of society, particularly in the West, operates like that. Because that's the way we're conditioned, we're programmed that, yeah, life has winners and losers. But if you've ever taken part in a yoga class, what they teach you is you run your own race. Don't worry about Mary on the next mat. She's been doing it for 40 years. You run your own race. You know, you achieve your own mastery by perfecting yourself. And this is very much about perfecting our mental function to be subservient to our heart function. That's what I think this whole period's about. And so Virgo, at a more esoteric level, is connected to the ascetic, the monk, the nun. It's the hermit in the tarot, very connected to the sign of Virgo. It's the life of quiet devotion, stillness, peace, and honoring the sacred. And as I say, for me, the effect of the total solar eclipse on my ruling planet was to want me to pull back, to spend more time in stillness and peace, because I know that's the most productive place, not only for me, but for me to, in whatever way, via these videos, to help you. You know, sitting in stillness isn't wasting time. It's the most productive place we can be, because we're dropping into that still point of creation. That's where we create from. And it pulls us back to the crazy distraction, noise, you know, zigzags, war. It will get louder. It will get crazier. It will get wilder through these coming months at 3D. You don't have to live there. Yeah, absolutely, it's one timeline. Absolutely not denying that. Doesn't have to be yours. There are an infinite number of timelines. It's not the only one, as watching the news would make you believe. So, you know, what I'm really feeling at a deep level is more receptivity, less push, more yin, less yang. And the more, you know, as we start to interact with divine intelligence in a finer way, we understand that all possibilities are available to us in that quantum field, because they truly are. And our task simply has to be to cultivate stillness and coherence. Coherence is a really big part of this, but if we're in stillness, we will be coherent. And match the frequency of the reality we want to experience. And what once you match the frequency of the reality you want to experience, just by a feeling, just by joy or love or bliss, then by the laws of the universe, that experience has to match your frequency, because everything is a frequency match. That's how it operates in the universe. So our task is to be in stillness, hold that zero point, and then from that point, choose the frequency, not the event, not the details, not the specific, but choose the frequency, the feeling that you want to experience, and then the universe delivers it for you. That's how I'm deeply, deeply feeling this. So this new moon in Virgo is really about, you know, mastering our daily habits, mastering our mind to drop into the heart much more deeply because that's where we're going to find this point of stillness. And, you know, it's a journey for all of us. And, you know, at the end of my very busy, very long days, I will always drop into the elephants on social media, because that is always a guaranteed heart opening for me. But so often I think, gosh, I just need 10 minutes of kind of numbing my mind. And, you know, I'll scroll through social media and I realize not just 10 minutes, but 15 minutes, 20 minutes has gone by. And I've realized recently, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to change that daily habit to do more meditation, more breath work, because in those precious 20 minutes, I can do some much more loving meditation and breath work to help myself and hopefully add another drop of love to the collective consciousness. So I've covered a lot in this video. As I say, I will try and keep up with my updates through September, but, you know, you will see less of me for sure. And then I'm back late September and, you know, on we go. But if you can't think of anything else, just keep rolling that mantra around your head and your heart. We're welcoming in a never-expanding consciousness of love. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for all that you are doing in the world. Thank you for all your loving support for my astrology work, but also your loving support for the charity project, because that absolutely means the world to me. God bless. Bye for now. And have a wonderful lunar eclipse in Pisces if you see this before that actually happens. God bless. Bye for now.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I've got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
There's nothing I can't do.
I've got the power
to be anything I want.
I've got the power inside of me. I've got the power inside of me.
Every day I'm wasting my time thinking that someone else is gonna do it all for me. I've got to get up, get out, get it. Just get started. Take one step towards my destiny. I'll define my dream. Days when I feel that I'm just no good. Days when I don't even wanna try. But when I stop, look and listen, surrender, I hear a voice of truth I cannot deny. And it says, you know you can do it, just get down to it. Have faith in yourself and the will to see it through. Cause I've got the power to make all my dreams come true. I've got the power, there ain't nothing I can't do. I've got the power to be anything I want.
I've got the power inside of me. I've got the power inside of me.
In those times when I feel so frightened and it seems like I just can't go on, I've got to look deep inside, cause that's where I find the power, the power, the power.
Before you, can I ask you something? What's one thing you were grateful for today?
It's you.
Some of the most meaningful conversations begin with one simple question. This National Spiritual Day, take time to share what you're grateful for, because gratitude brings us closer together, because it matters less how you connect and more that you do.
National Spiritual Day, the 22nd of September, celebrating the spiritual values that bring us all together.
There you go, we've got the power, says Karen Drucker. We have the power to do whatever we want. And then you've heard these adverts I've been putting on about the 22nd of September, National Spiritual Day. Well, I got in touch with Amanda Cartridge to find out what it's all about.
Today we're talking to Amanda Cartridge. Now, Amanda's from In Spiritualism New Zealand, and coming up in September is Spiritualism Day.
Tell me, Amanda, for those who haven't heard of it before, what is National Spiritual Day?
Oh, National Spiritual Day is an annual day on the 22nd of September each year, and it's inviting New Zealanders to pause from the busyness of life and reconnect with what really matters. So it's about celebrating spiritual values, things such as kindness and compassion and gratitude and connection and hope. And it's also about remembering that we're all connected. So when we recognize that connection, we naturally become more understanding and more accepting and more willing to support one another. So it's important to understand that it's not about belonging to a particular religion or a belief system. It's about recognizing that every one of us has a spiritual side, however we choose to express that. And for some people, that's through faith. And for others, it's spending time in nature or meditating or helping other people or simply just connecting with family and community.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's a thing we really ought to do all the time, eh?
Yeah, true. That's how we live our life. Yeah.
So, what sort of inspired you to create the National Spiritual Day?
Well, I actually feel like I was gifted the idea rather than creating it or coming up with it myself. So we were preparing for the centenary of the Spiritualist Church of New Zealand Act 2 years ago in 2024. And what that did was basically legalise the practices of spirituality. So at the time, New Zealand was operating under the English Witchcraft Act, which meant that, you could be imprisoned or actually there was a death penalty as well for practicing witchcraft. And so people were concerned that maybe the practice of mediumship or some of the other meeting part that are parts of spiritualism might be deemed as witchcraft by people who didn't understand. And so they went and had this act created. So it was planning for those celebrations, and it became really obvious that it was actually the milestone actually represented something much bigger. And spirituality today, as I'm sure you know, it reaches far beyond the church walls, and it's more and more people are coming to identify as being spiritual without necessarily belonging to any religion. So I guess that's where, the idea kind of came in, and for me it was an opportunity to create something that was inclusive for everyone and just a day that reminds us of our shared humanity and encourages us to live with a greater awareness and that compassion and connection that I mentioned before too.
Yeah, I think some of us in past lives have done the witchcraft thing, burned at the stake and so on.
Yeah, it's something that's can be carried forward into today and the ways that we act and ways that we behave and something to be worked through, gives us a challenge in this life.
Because some people still think it's witchcraft, eh?
I think there possibly are people out there who don't understand it enough, and people tend to be judgmental of things they don't understand.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. It's the understanding, eh? Because some people hear the word spiritual and think it's a religion. So is that what this day is about?
No, not at all. As I've already said, it's inclusive of all faiths and beliefs, and even atheists or agnostics. Spiritual is probably one of the most misunderstood words in our language. To me, spirituality is really about how we relate to ourselves, to other people, to nature, and for some people, including me, to something that's greater than ourselves. So it's just that feeling that there is something bigger out there than just us. And so, really, it's about living according to our deepest values rather than simply reacting to what life brings to us. So, you don't have to believe any particular doctrine to appreciate, that love and kindness and gratitude or wonder. Those things are, ex those experiences are profoundly spiritual. So, whether you believe we're spiritual beings or simply recognize that there's a deeper dimension to being human, National Spiritual Day is an invitation to reconnect with what gives life meaning and how you choose to live life based on that.
So why do you think New Zealand needs a National Spiritual Day?
Oh, that's a good question. Because we spend our lives rushing from one thing to the next and often forgetting to ask ourselves whether we're living the kind of life we really want to. It's a stressful time that we live in, and people are looking for meaning and connection and belonging. And there's also so much in our lives that's focused on the negative, like all you need to do is get on the media or listen to your colleagues or neighbors or And even like the influx of illnesses that we have, and it just feels like we're really, really negative focused. So the 22nd of September gives us at least one day where we can focus on the good in our life and in making a difference in other people's lives just by taking that time to connect with people and by reconnecting with our values and our purpose and each other. And that can have a really profound impact on how we experience life. So I think it's something our communities really need, just a reminder that we're human beings, not human doings.
Right. Yeah. Good analogy, that one. Yeah. Yeah. So tell me, why are you so passionate about National Spiritual Day?
Well, as long as I can remember, I knew that there was more to the world than what I could see. So my great grandfather was the Anglican Archbishop of New Zealand, and my dad was the black sheep of the family and a seeker. So just one of the contrasts of life. And so I feel like I was born a spiritualist, even though I didn't learn the term until I was in my 40s, I guess it was. And I'm a strong believer in personal growth and the natural law of cause and effect and the desire of individuals to evolve and grow. So it's my belief that growth occurs over multiple lifetimes under the guidance of that ultimate divine source, whatever you choose to call that source. So I want us to have a day where we can take time out from the hamster wheel of life and just honor that and honor what and who is important in our lives. So the 22nd of September serves as a reminder that the choices we make and the practices we undertake on a daily basis are valuable, and the intention behind our actions is all important. And by living our values each day, we can be the best version of ourselves possible.
If someone wanted to sort of celebrate the National Spiritual Day but isn't sure what to do, what do you suggest?
I just tell them to keep it simple. Go for a walk in nature, spend some time with someone you love, meditate, reflect on what you're grateful for, help someone who needs some support, maybe. We've actually got a whole list on our website, which is nationalspiritualday.nz. So you can go on there and have a look at the list, or you could even create your own gathering with friends or family or your local community. And organisations, like if there's anyone listening from an organisation, we'd love it if you organise something for your people, then send us the details and we'll put it up on our website and advertise it in our social media for you as well. But ultimately, we just want people to take time away from the noise of everyday life and connect with themselves or someone around them.
Yeah, that's the connection with other people is a real, real good thing, eh?
Yeah, it makes a real difference. Even just like the person in the supermarket, have a chat with them.
Yeah.
Everyone's human.
Yeah. So what's your sort of long-term vision for the National Spiritual Day?
I'd love to see it become part of New Zealand's annual calendar. So a day that's recognised right across the country in workplaces and homes, social groups, on radio stations, even on TV if we can. Because, like if every year millions of New Zealanders pause for even just a few minutes to connect with kindness and compassion and community. Imagine the ripple that that could have across everything. That's really the vision.
And I mean, years ago there was a lot of stuff done around random generators, random number generators. So if a lot of people are thinking the same thing, it creates a different or a wave or a surge around the world, eh? So this
Yeah,
is
the butterfly effect, I think they called it.
this sort of thing you're aiming at, eh? So,
Yeah, and I heard something too about AI where if 5% of people behave differently, like as in, on social media, if you swipe the things that feel good on there, it then AI gets the same weight on that or puts the same weight on that information as like the 95% of the rest of the stuff. So it actually can make a difference what we're doing. And I think it's the same with spirituality. And you can see that even if you just smile, like smile to everybody who you see, and you'll see that quite a few of them will actually smile back.
Right.
And that's, you know, improved their life for that day as well.
Yeah, yeah. There's a great poem by Spike Milligan about that, but he smiled and he went around the world.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. So what's the one thing you hope listeners remember from today?
I'd love people to remember that being spiritual doesn't belong to any one group. You know, it's part of being human. That's something that belongs to all of us. And on the 22nd of September, just take a few moments to connect, you know, connect with that, connect with yourself, with the people you love, with nature, or whatever it is that gives your life meaning. Just take that time to connect. And if you're going to organise a public event, please do let us know so we can share it. I just kind of think if we became a little bit kinder and more compassionate and more connected, together we can really create a better New Zealand for all of us.
And the world, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I kind of want to change the world, you know, one person at a time, but I'll just start with New Zealand.
Yeah. We're the ones we've been waiting for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Amanda. That's really interesting. Well, there'll be other stuff coming up on the same theme. So later on, so we'll that will be coming out as well to sort of reinforce your thoughts on what we're going to do on that day.
Oh, wonderful. That's really good.
All right. Well, thank you, Amanda. Thanks very much for that. And we'll catch up with you soon.
Wonderful. Thanks for the opportunity to come on. I really appreciate it, Barry.
No worries. Bye for now.
Bye.
Do you realise this is the first time we've all laughed like this in ages?
We should do this more often.
Joy is good for the soul. Life gives us enough reason to worry. Let's also make time to celebrate this National Spiritual Day. Gather the people who make life brighter. It matters less how you connect and more that you do.
National Spiritual Day, the 22nd of September. Celebrating the spiritual values that bring us all together.
So there you go. Put that in your diary, 22nd of September. Do an act of random kindness. Go and talk to a neighbour. Enjoy a barbecue, whatever. Anyway, Patricia Coda Robles, we haven't heard from her for a while. Now, she's talking about accelerating the manifestation of the new earth.
Precious Heart, the company of heaven is acknowledging how challenging it is for you and me and the rest of awakening humanity to perceive the magnitude of the incredible changes we are in the midst of co-creating, while so much negativity is surfacing to be transmuted back into light. In spite of that, they are revealing this information today to inspire us to keep on keeping on. The beings of light told us that the millions of activities of light that were orchestrated by lightworkers embodied on Earth during the opening of the Lion's Gate and the Eclipse series we have recently completed have created miracles. They said the heavens are literally rejoicing, and elation is flowing through the quantum field that is the all-encompassing presence of our Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. These are a few of the things that were God victoriously accomplished. humanity's hearts and minds were recalibrated to the highest frequencies of light that cosmic law would allow. Now, the full divine momentum of Christ consciousness is able to flow through awakening humanity's pineal glands unimpeded by our fallen and fragmented fear-based human egos. This is opening the door for all of us to once again communicate with our I Am Presence, our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven through the natural process of open heart and mind telepathic communication. With the God-victorious return of our Mother God and our return to Christ consciousness, we now have the ability to assimilate the entire nature of our Mother God's divine love into our heart flame on every in-breath. And on every out-breath, we have the ability to expand infinitely higher frequencies of the patterns of perfection for the new earth into the world of form, which is greatly enhancing our ability to co-create heaven on earth. The new frequencies of light now flowing through the heart chakras and our newly balanced heart flames are creating an environment of divine love that is flooding the planet. Knowing this profound truth evokes from within the deepest recesses of my being a reverent feeling of infinite gratitude. Our Mother God has placed each of us within a mantle of her love, and our nervous systems are being recalibrated to withstand the highest possible frequencies of the Divine Feminine. This mantle of love is helping to awaken our right brain hemispheres to new levels of creativity, and it is activating our spiritual brain centers to higher levels of our divine potential. This is enabling all of us to awaken to a higher level of Christ consciousness than we have experienced since our Father, Mother, God first breathed us forth from the core of creation as beloved children of God. This has cleared the way for the next step of our ascension process. Now, due to the victory of the light, the patterns of perfection for Mother Earth's new fifth-dimensional crystalline solar reality, which are building in momentum in the realms of cause, are ready to take a quantum leap forward into tangible manifestation. Through awakening humanity's heart calls, exquisite patterns for the new earth were recently downloaded into the fifth-dimensional solar record keeper crystals that were placed in Mother Earth's crystal grid system by the mighty Elohim. These patterns have been building in the realms of cause with every influx of light Mother Earth has experienced. This shift is allowing our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven to now download from the very core of creation higher frequencies of the patterns of perfection for the new earth than humanity has ever been able to receive into our heart flames on our holy breath. Today, we are being asked to take full advantage of that profound truth. on behalf of Mother Earth and all her life, we are being asked to be the open door for this light from our Father, Mother, God during these essential activities of light. If you have the heart call to serve the evolutions of Earth in this powerful way, please join with us now. And we begin. I am invoking the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Through our I Am presence, we merge our heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. The hearts and minds of the entire company of heaven, and the heart and mind of the I Am presence of every person on earth. Together, we are the open door that no one can shut. We consecrate our life force to joyously receive the patterns of perfection for Mother Earth's new fifth dimensional crystalline solar reality. These patterns are pulsating within the core of creation. They are just waiting for our invocations in order to begin manifesting on Mother Earth's fluid fifth dimensional crystalline field of unmanifest divine potential. The following is an invocation that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. The beings of light revealed that the patterns in this invocation are patterns that we are able to comprehend with our finite mind at this time. However, as we invoke each pattern, our I Am presence will download from the very core of creation the full divine potential of that pattern. On our holy breath, that full divine potential will then be encoded into the fifth dimensional solar record keeper crystals in Mother Earth's crystal grid system. This assistance from our I Am presence will include multidimensional frequencies of light, colors, musical tones, viable solutions, heart-based concepts, divine templates, and blissful celestial experiences beyond our current level of knowing. All of these gifts from on high are now awaiting their full moment of divine manifestation. This invocation will be stated in the first person so that each of us will experience this activity of light personally. Know, however, that as the open door, we are simultaneously serving as surrogates on behalf of every person on earth. And as we are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with us. Dear one, now take a deep, holy breath and go within to the divinity of your heart flame. As you do, focus on your divine intentions and be here now. From the deepest recesses of my heart flame, I affirm, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the entire company of heaven, and I am one with the I Am presence of every person on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I offer the cup of our unified heart flames as the open door for this activity of light, which I am invoking on behalf of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. Beloved Father, Mother, God, and the legions of light throughout infinity, I ask that you download now from the very core of creation the highest and most exquisite frequencies of the patterns of perfection for Mother Earth's new fifth dimensional crystalline solar reality that cosmic law will allow. As I invoke these patterns one by one, I ask that they be downloaded on my holy breath into my heart flame, and instantaneously encoded in Mother Earth's fifth dimensional crystalline solar record keeper crystals. Beloved beings of light, download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that are associated with the flow of God's eternal peace, infinite abundance, opulence, financial freedom, and the God supply of all good things. Download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that are associated with eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty, and the flawless form and function of humanity's fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies. Download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that are associated with perfect health habits, including eating and drinking habits, exercise, work, relaxation, and recreation habits, and spiritual devotion, meditation, and contemplation habits. Download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that are associated with divine family life, loving relationships, adoration, divine love, divine sexuality, true understanding, clear and effective communication, open heart sharing, oneness, and the unification of the family of humanity. Beloved ones, download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that are associated with harmony, balance, oneness, and reverence for all life. Download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that are associated with empowerment, success, fulfillment, divine purpose, a rewarding career, self-esteem, spiritual development, enlightenment, divine consciousness, and divine perception. Download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that will initiate conscious, open heart and mind telepathic communication through my I Am presence with my Father, Mother, God, the company of heaven, and the angelic and elemental kingdoms. Beloved ones, download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that will inspire creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, movement, art, and education. Download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that are associated with laughter, joy, playfulness, fun, self-expression, elation, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. And download now the patterns of perfection from the core of creation that are associated with the tangible manifestation of heaven on earth and our new planetary cause of comprehensive divine love. I now accept and know that these infinitely higher frequencies of the fifth dimensional crystalline patterns of perfection for Mother Earth's new crystalline solar reality have been successfully downloaded on my holy breath through my heart flame. These patterns have also been encoded in the fifth dimensional solar record keeper crystals in Mother Earth's crystal grid system. This activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished for the highest benefit of all life evolving on this precious planet. Now, in deep humility, divine love, and gratitude, I decree, it is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am that I am. Precious heart, I love you, and I am infinitely grateful for the light you are adding to the world.
I am Barry, it's been the voice within. Kakite, shalom, namaste, masalam. May your God go with you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.